speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, March the 19th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to be talking about criminalizing speech. It's really the First Amendment, or free speech, both your free speech as the public and the free press that is now under the gun more than even gun control. Yes, gun control is happening in New Zealand. As people used to famously say, there were more sheep than people in New Zealand. I don't think that's true anymore. Maybe you could call them sheeple. They are turning in their guns saying, we don't need these. Please take them. Are people turning in their firearms in the Netherlands because they had a terrorist shooting there yesterday? No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I don't think they have any weapons to defend themselves with. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Second Amendment. We'll talk about what's going on with the First Amendment. And we're going to take a look at somebody's commentary about this shooting. We're not going to show any shooting, to all the people out there who want to pull the plug on us right now. Of course, they probably will anyway. We are entering an era, folks, where free speech and journalism is going to be, already is, a black market activity. That's right. So be it. You want to criminalize free speech? Go ahead. It's not going to stop us from going there. We're going to show you a clip. And again, you're not going to see any violence here. We've had clips from the shooter that show him in the car, taken from his point of view in the car after the shooting. He's talking about what he did. This is not going to have any sound like that. You're not going to be seeing anybody shot, but you are going to be seeing how fake this video is. Now, why would they do that? And why would they go to such lengths to jail to find people? We've already got one guy in New Zealand being held without bail for possession of the film. Why are they trying to shut this down so heavily? As I said yesterday, if we had this kind of climate, the Zapruders would have gone to jail for the Super 8, I think it was, 8mm Super 8 film, silent film, that was taken of the Kennedy shooting, corroborating what the witnesses said, that there were shots coming from the front. Now, in that film, however, you see a very visceral headshot of the president, somebody that the public has a deep connection with, a real person that they've watched up close on television for a very long time, that they feel that they know at a certain level. More so, even when you see a celebrity die or somebody in Hollywood die, even though you don't really know these people, you have seen them so often that you feel like you do. So there's a connection there. Well, there's a very visceral connection to John Kennedy. And to see his head exploded by a bullet, that's pretty tough stuff. But it was important to see that. It was important to know that this was not a guy with a bolt-action single-shot rifle. You know, he had to flip the bolt each time he did a shot, shooting from behind a tree up in the school box depository. It wasn't a lone shooter with a magic bullet that could change five directions or whatever. That was the bogus theory that Arlen Specter created as a junior lawyer that gave him a lifetime career in the Senate for coming up with that fiction. It was important to see that evidence. It was important for people to be able to see, even though most people still don't understand what they are looking at, when you see the Twin Towers falling down. And again, they always talk about the two buildings, the Twin Towers. I'm not going to talk about that third building that wasn't hit by a plane that also just collapsed free fall into its footprint. I talked to Robert Gage yesterday, Architects and Engineers for 911truth.org, talking about the evidence that's being presented in court. Yeah, you need to take a look at that. Look at what you're actually seeing and think about it. And that's what we're going to do with this shooting today. I'm not going to show any violence. Yeah, people died. Kennedy died. Kennedy died. You had a lot of people die. 9/11. You had a lot of other things that were done on the basis of that phony narrative. And we need to get to the truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, March the 19th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have now entered an era where free speech and the free press are a black market activity. Take a look at what's happening in New Zealand. I think that what's happening to the First Amendment is far more alarming than what's happening to the Second Amendment, if you will, or the right to protect ourselves in New Zealand. The people there had already accepted that they don't have any right to protect themselves. And I'm sorry that New Zealand is like that. America is not like that. And the people that they interviewed said, yeah, we don't need them here. People in America, yeah, maybe they need them there. Another individual said, if they try to take the guns in America, they'll probably have a civil war. Yeah, everybody knows that. Except Eric Swalwell. No, actually, I think Eric Swalwell knows that. I think he would like to have that as well. I think Eric Swalwell would like to have, Congressman Eric Swalwell from California, would like to have a civil war here just as badly as this provocateur in New Zealand. And we're going to take a look at part of that shooting video. Now, we've shown him in the car before. Many outlets have shown that. It is now a crime to show any parts of the video. But we're going to show you a very short picture. No violence done to anybody. No blood. Nobody being shot. We're going to show you something that is part of an analysis of that video. I think it's important to understand why they are so hell-bent on shutting that down. Yeah, it's not a situation where nobody died. That plays into the hands of the people selling a false narrative for the government. A lot of people died on 9/11. The narrative, however, was false. The narrative was used to create a blank check for endless wars. It was used to create a surveillance state, used to create a police state. It was used for a lot of things. And when we look at what happened on 9/11, as we talked to Richard Gage yesterday, we would like to get to the people who are really responsible for that. And if you go down the path of the false narrative that they've created, they not only set it up for their particular agenda, the Patriot Act and so on, the authorization for the use of military force, the dragnet surveillance by the NSA, all these things that came out of that, that was a goal. But they also want to protect the people who are really involved in that. So it's important to take a look at these things and say, this doesn't really add up. Why? We're not going to say nobody died. You can never say that definitively about any of these things. As a matter of fact, I've only seen that suggested once, and I don't believe that was the case then either. It's far more effective for their narrative if people do die. You also cannot say, well, I know exactly what happened. You can never say that because you can't do the kinds of forensic analysis that the state can do. And the state doesn't frequently get it right either, right? Even when they've got all their subpoena powers, their search warrants, their forensic evidence that they can do, they still don't get it right in terms of who the actual culprit is creating this crime. So you as an observer are pretty much limited, even as a journalist, you're limited to saying, this that they're telling me is part of this narrative, this is not possible. Not at all possible. As I've said many times, Arthur Conan Doyle, deductive reasoning, Sherlock Holmes, the author. When you eliminate the impossible, what remains, no matter how improbable, is the truth. So you start eliminating things. That couldn't happen. That couldn't happen. That couldn't happen. And then you start to look at the agenda and you understand that there's something phony going on here and there needs to be more investigation. And that's what Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry are trying to do. They're trying to get a grand jury put together to investigate 9/11. Here we are, 18 years later nearly, and we still haven't had a legitimate investigation. We haven't had any answers to legitimate questions about what could not have happened there. So they're trying to do that. I talked to Richard Gage yesterday with Architects and Engineers for 911truth.org. If you want to see that video, it is up on the internet right now. I'd suggest that you take a look at that, some of the scientific evidence that he talked about. Very important to see that. But as we look at the attack on the First Amendment, just look at what's going on at Fox News, for example. As I tweeted out yesterday, when you look at the Democrat and Republican parties, you understand that the people who are the establishment of those two parties really don't differ too much from each other, not on the core existential issues. Now, the Republican Party may say, we've got some things here that we promised to do for you. We're going to, for example, protect the border. And we had a referendum on that with the presidential election. And that meant that we put up a wall. Why? Because once they get into the country, we have activist, autonomous judges who act independent of the legal structure, independent of the president, and claim that they have veto power. Each individual judge throughout the country can veto anything that the president has a constitutional authority to do and a constitutional duty to do. They claim they can veto that. So we have to keep them out of the country. Now, I do have problems with the idea of a completely sealed off border to a large degree because I don't trust my government. I don't trust where the situation is going in the future, frankly. And I'm very worried that this whole invasion has been engineered by the establishment of both sides to make us beg for to wall us in and to have a kind of surveillance society with e-verify, with biometrics, with the government telling us whether or not we can have a job or not. That is mark of the beast stuff, folks, and we're starting to beg for that in order to keep the border secure. I think the better way to do it, frankly, would be to rein in the authority of the judges, to get rid of the war on drugs, and to get rid of the welfare state. That's the path to freedom. What we're doing is taking this devious path into slavery and turning America into a high-security penitentiary, quite frankly. Nevertheless, the GOP had said we're going to protect the border, and the voters had signed on to President Trump's plan to put up a wall there. But then, of course, they ignore that, just as they ignored doing anything about repealing the unconstitutional Obamacare mandates. So we have the establishment Democrats and the establishment Republicans are always going to be on the same page. As I've said many times, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were chosen as the hedge position in case Obama didn't get elected, just in case something happened at the last minute. You know, somebody turns up some evidence of some crime or something and he gets booted out or something. They always are going to keep their hedge position. And both Romney and Paul Ryan, we're going to make sure we got Obamacare, make sure we got open borders and so forth. So on those issues, they're the same. And when you look at Fox and CNN on the issues of pushing forever war, on the issues of pushing a drug war, foreign wars, drug wars, pushing the military-industrial complex, pushing big pharmaceuticals who are their primary sponsors on so many of these issues, there is no difference between Fox and CNN. We've said this many times. And so now, to underscore that, within days of suspending Judge Jeanine on her program, and of course a little snitch weasel, Brian Stelter, these guys at CNN who aren't journalists, they are censors. Censors, not news. That's what CNN stands for, folks. They want to censor everybody else's space. They want to take down Fox News, just as they've worked so hard, Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy, to take down InfoWars. We're still here, thanks to you. You are our sponsors. Nevertheless, he's bragging about the fact that he's heard through the grapevine that Judge Dineen's show has been suspended by Fox for 2 weeks. She's been put in the penalty box. She's not been fired from the network. Well, we will see about that. We'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, they go out and they hire Donna Brazile. Donna Brazile. This is why I tweeted this. I said, okay, so they're going to have Donna Brazile. Are they making a play to try to get back into the Democrat debates? You know, the Democrats said, we're not going to have Fox News at the debates. Well, maybe if they got Donna Brazile, who was shoveling questions to Hillary Clinton in the last election, maybe that will get them back in the good graces of the Democrat Party. They can go to the debate. Now, I don't have a problem with a diversity of ideas. That's not the issue. The problem is, she's dishonest. She's a crook. They've embraced her. They've shut down Judge Jeanine. And we're going to talk about the other criminalization of speech worldwide when we come back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Brazil says, I know I'm going to get criticized from my friends in the progressive movement for being on Fox News. My response is that if we've learned anything from the 2016 election, is that we can't have a country where we don't talk to those who disagree with our political views. I completely agree with that. I think we need to have a vigorous debate. We're going to be talking today, however, about how social media and mainstream media doesn't really believe that. They don't really believe in a vigorous debate. And there's other issues with Donna Brazil. If you remember when she resigned as a CNN contributor, the reports that she had leaked questions to Hillary Clinton's campaign ahead of the CNN debate, CNN town hall, CNN said in their statement that they were, quote, completely uncomfortable with what we've learned about her interactions with the Clinton campaign while a CNN contributor, but not Fox. They're not concerned about that at all. You could find people who would argue the other side of the issue who had some credibility, unlike Donna Brazil. And yet Fox News has suspended Judge Jeanine, reportedly in the penalty box for 2 weeks, not fired from the network. We shall see. However, remember what it was that Judge Jeanine said about Ilhan Omar, the Somali refugee who came here to America as a young girl, was told she was going to the land of milk and honey, and then when they faced some difficulty living on welfare, her father said, oh, don't worry, we're going to get to America. So they go to this enclave of Somali refugees in Minnesota that many people have called Little Mogadishu because they've basically recreated. There's also a Little Mogadishu in one of the Scandinavian countries. I can't remember now. Sweden, Finland, one of them. In that particular country, it is so dangerous where they have housed all these Somalis that the police are afraid to go to the police station there one by one. They don't go in there alone. They don't drive their cars in to go to work at that police station. They meet way outside of the area, and they all go in a group in an armored bus to the police station. That is probably what's going to happen eventually in Minnesota. But the Democrats are going to have their 2020 national convention there for nominating the presidential candidate right there in that enclave of Somalis. Now, in Sweden, there is a hijab-wearing MP, just like Ilhan Omar. And remember, Judge Jeanine got into all this trouble because she said if she's wearing a hijab, if she hates America so much, you know, saying we were as bad off as we were in that refugee camp in Kenya. It's like, well, then go back. If you don't like it here in America, go back. Oh, we didn't have enough food. And like I said yesterday, it's not our responsibility to feed you. It's not. You came here, your daddy has a responsibility to feed you. So complain to your daddy. Uncle Sam is not your daddy. You're not coming here, Ilhan Omar. If you're a political refugee, you're not coming here to feast off of the American taxpayer. But of course, as a Democrat, she's perfectly comfortable with living off of the American taxpayers. But in Sweden, as RT is reporting, their first hijab-wearing MP, and of course, Judge Jeanine said, are you really supporting the Constitution? Can you really take an oath to the Constitution, even on the Quran? When you're pushing Sharia law, it certainly looks like when you've got a hijab that you've got, that you're embracing Sharia law. Certainly they have a racist chip on their shoulder, don't they? In Sweden, their hijab-wearing, the first one that they've got, and of course, Nancy Pelosi changed the rules in Congress. They had prohibitions that had always been there. Do not wear a head covering in Congress. But they changed that for her because she's under Sharia law. She's under the authority of Islam. And she's going to make sure that you are under the authority of Islam as well. When Judge Jeanine questions that, she didn't make a definitive statement like I just did. I don't have to worry about that. I don't work for Fox News, so I don't have to dance around the truth like Judge Jeanine did. But it wasn't enough for her to dance around the truth for her masters at Fox News. So they kicked her off. But let's take a look at Sweden. What happened there? Is Judge Jeanine being Islamophobic? Am I? To say this? Well, let's look at what happened there. You've got a hijab-wearing Somalian. We all love our Somalis, don't we? Puts forward the idea of establishing an equality data register to collect information on people's race ethnicity and sexual orientation. Well, now, why would you need that? Do you want to create some kind of a race war like you got going, or a religious war like you got going in Africa that you had to flee from, that you came to America, or that you went to Sweden or other places to try to escape? Oh, let's categorize everybody here. Let's create a database, because she's just like the Democrats here. They're Somalian, hijab-wearing MP in Sweden. As they point out in RT, people in Sweden may in the future have to register in a special database called the Equality Data, where they would need to specify their race. This woman is the 30-year-old daughter of immigrants from Somalia who became the first Swedish MP to give a speech in a hijab. The politician argued that the country needs to collect data, quote, instead of saying that racism does not exist and that Sweden is colorblind. She hates Sweden. She went to this racist country. Well, just go back to where you came from. Go back to Somalia. You don't have any problems there, right? So go back to Somalia. It's certainly no better in Sweden or the U.S., according to this Somali hijab-wearing MP, just like Ilhan Omar. They don't like the West, so go back. And meanwhile, you've got John Legend. He is a singer. I have never heard any of his stuff. he's won some Oscars. That also doesn't mean anything. He's won Grammys and Oscars. Pretty meaningless in this day and age. It's kind of like the Nobel Peace Prize after Barack Obama won it. They just hand these things out to their friends. But he accused President Trump of rhetoric of violence. It says, hating Muslims is inspiring the kind of violence carried out by the white supremacist in New Zealand. Well, I would ask John Legend, since he's part of the Hollywood royalty, does Hollywood create a climate of hate for Christians? Oh, I would say that they are very deliberate about that. And it pays dividends, too, for them. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is how they don't seem to have a problem with the attacks on Christian churches conducted by Muslims simply because of religious purposes. In the Philippines, just at the end of January, as I pointed out yesterday, the mass of the hundreds of people every year, back in 2016, it was nearly 1,000 people killed. I forget how many were injured in direct attacks on Christian churches and cathedrals. That's not counting the one-on-one terrorist attacks like you saw yesterday in the Netherlands. That's not counting the situations that they have in France where they just come after secular people in France going about their business. They're not worshiping anyone or anything. They're not in a church. They're not in a temple. They're not in a synagogue. They're just people who aren't Muslims, and they attack them. Going back to the end of January, in the Philippines, 20 dead, 111 hurt in those January bombings of a Catholic cathedral. Was John Legend upset about that? Did President Trump take him and Hollywood to task for the hatred that they sow of Christians? And they do sow hatred of Christians. It's very, very obvious, and President Trump has not put that out there for Islam or for people of color.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done, so this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've had Zero Hedge, Live Leak, 8chan, 4chan, Dissenter, BitChute, and on and on and on. Various sites that have now been banned in the wake of this Facebook massacre. That's really what it is. It's the Facebook was not banned. Nothing happened to Facebook. Nothing happened to Google. Nothing happened to Twitter. Nothing ever happens to them. Isn't that interesting? Nothing ever happens to them. And Dissenter, as I said yesterday, I reported, they said, we are going to be free speech. We're not going to control what people put out there. And they said, well, unless you're going to commit to censoring people, we're going to ban you from the ISPs here in New Zealand, because the New Zealand government put very stiff penalties on anybody in possession of the video, 10 years in jail. Distributing the video, 14 years in jail. Having it as part of your website, $137,000 fine in addition to that to the corporation that has it. So the ISP said, no, not going to touch that. So we're going to do it. If you've got a free speech platform like Dissenter where you say, we're not going to censor people, well, then we're going to censor you because we're afraid somebody might put that up there and the New Zealand government will censor us. So we've now entered, folks, into the world where free speech is now relegated to the black market. That's right. It isn't going to stop it, quite frankly. Black markets don't ever stop anything. When will governments ever learn? Did the black market ever stop drugs? I say this to the people on the left who want to ban guns. Go ahead and ban guns. You know what you're going to wind up with? You're going to wind up with cartels that are dealing in firearms. you're going to have intensified versions of those firearms, and you're going to have more of them. That's what we got with the war on drugs. That's what we got with the prohibition of alcohol. The black markets never work. Years ago, you had the economist, He wrote Investment Biker. Look it up, Travis. I can't remember. Getting old here. He wrote Investment Biker. He would go around the world. He went around the world on a motorcycle with his girlfriend. Jim Rogers. Is that it? Check that. I think it's Jim Rogers. Yeah, Jim Rogers. Okay. I eventually gets there. It gets there. It's just slower now. Anyway, he goes around the world with his girlfriend. I found that very interesting. Buck read it 20, 30 years ago. He said, I can measure. I've got a quantitative measure for corruption in a given country. I take a look at the difference between the value of the currency on the black market and the official exchange rate. And that spread is a quantitative measure of the corruption in that country. You can't have a black market. It just invites corruption. Always does that. But now we've got all these different sites being attacked specifically for this. And let me ask you this. What if the purpose of this shooting in New Zealand was not to create a civil war, not to create a race war, not to push back against open borders, not to have a pushback to ban guns? All of those things may come from it. But what if maybe the real focus of this was the focus that we've seen for the last year? And that is banning free speech, taking control of the internet. What if this thing was deliberately set up for that? What if they engineered this video specifically for that purpose? They could still have a real shooting. They could still set this guy loose, or they could have their own thugs kill people. But what if the video was engineered to take down the First Amendment? That's my question. Let's take a look at what's going on with criminalizing free speech, of course. We've had a man who was charged in New Zealand with distributing live stream of the mass shooting. He's been denied bail. Now, again, remember, this live shooting was being streamed on Facebook. Has anybody with Facebook been arrested or fined? No. And yet a guy in his house or apartment who was streaming, an 18-year-old man. Now, he's a man. Now, the guy who slammed the egg on the back of the representative in Australia, I can't remember his name or his title. He's elected representative in Australia. And he was saying, I in no way condone the violence here, but let's understand that what started this is the globalist agenda for mass migration and so forth. And this guy slams an egg on the back of his head. He turns around and smacks the guy on one side, and the guy's still standing there holding the phone. So he obviously didn't hurt the guy. And then the people around him take him down. And it's reported, there he is right there with an egg. And it's reported that that guy who was young, first, as I said yesterday, it's typical. The headlines say, egg boy. Egg boy. Is he a boy? No, he's not a boy. When they arrest this guy, who is 18 years old, they call him a man. And as I said yesterday in the Daily Mail, they start out by saying, a boy was attacked by this racist, horrible representative in Australia. He may be racist. And I don't know anything the guy has said except for that statement. His statement was correct. But they called him a boy. Then the next paragraph, he became a teen. In the third paragraph, he was a young man. And by the time he was arrested and taken into custody, he was a man. Because, you know, the police would never bully a boy. That is only conservative members of elected members of a legislative body. They're the only people who would bully a boy. The police will not bully boys, of course. They will not put that in the press, the government-controlled press. So by the time he's arrested, minutes later, he's now a man. And this guy is an 18-year-old man. He's denied bail at a court in New Zealand yesterday after being charged with distributing a live stream of the mass shooting of the mosque. Now, again, why isn't anybody from Facebook in jail? That's where he got it. That was where the video went up. That's where the video was playing for 17 minutes. I don't think the people in Facebook ought to go to jail. But why are they escaping and an 18-year-old is going to jail without bail? Ask yourself that. He faces charges of sharing the gunman's live stream and posting a photograph. Well, Facebook did all of that. But that's okay, because there's one set of rules for Facebook and Google and another set for the rest of us, right? We have a Google vice president who stepped in after employees were offended by a Christian video. What was it? Were the Christians out there killing people? Remember the movie by, it was American Carol? And the fantasy of the Rosie O'Donnell character, where all these Christian terrorists had a nun jumps on a bus and she pulls out the cross out of an orb and says, "Hail Mary, full of grace," and blows up everybody in the bus. Like that happens all the time, right? Well, you would think so. If you look at Google and you look at Facebook and you look at Hollywood, that's the way Christians are portrayed. And yet they paid absolutely no attention when a real bomb killed 20 people, injured 111 at a Catholic cathedral in the Philippines, January the 26th this year. You didn't hear about that, did you? It doesn't matter. See, the Muslims are to be the victims. There's a couple of things that are part of this agenda that are going to be established. Number one, gun control in New Zealand, like they've already established in Australia. Hopefully, they can push the agenda along here in America as well. Number two, taking down free speech, turning the internet into a black market if you're going to have any free speech whatsoever. And the third thing is to portray Muslims as victims. And they're moving ahead with all three of these agendas here. So Google employees see a Christian video on marriage. What did it say? Well, it was a video on same-sex marriage. They blocked it from advertising on YouTube after the employees had internal communications that had a backlash. The video said that gay people are welcome as Christians. But as Christians, we are called to follow Christ's teachings on sex and marriage. Can't have that. So a Google vice president agreed that the video was too offensive to air as an advertisement. And Google Human Resources highlighted that as a good response, dedicated to policing microaggressions. Well, at least they didn't get a gun and go try to kill Christians like they did at Family Research Council, egged on by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, how about that kind of egging on?
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.
Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, the organization that decided that they were going to say no to any discussion of what Christ's teachings about marriage were. Again, there was a Christian video that said gay people are welcome as Christians. But they're also called to follow Christian teachings on sex and marriage. Anybody who wants to come, come. Christ calls you as you are, and then he changes you. And they don't like that message. So all these people on Google had a problem with it. The vice president looked at it and said, yeah, that's not good. And then human resources highlights that and said, this is a good example of the kind of policing we're going to do against microaggressions. And they put it in an internal listserv called Yes at Google. Yes at Google. That's where they say no. Yes at Google. Very Orwellian, isn't it? Remember all the ministries that Orwell had? He had the Ministry of Truth that was all about pushing lies and propaganda. He had the Ministry of Love that was about torture. He had the Ministry of Peace that was about war. He had the Ministry of Plenty that was about starvation. Yeah, that's the doublethink that we are supposed to embrace coming at us from the Orwellian Google that was created, folks, by the establishment that gave us the police state, the surveillance state, 9/11, and so forth. They gave us the internet as well. It was created as a psychological control tool, and they have weaponized it. They have privatized it. And now we are in an environment, as I said before, where free speech and the free press are now black market activities. Facebook has blocked Trump's social media chief. This is the guy who ran social media for him in the 2016 election. He's been tipped as being the guy who's going to be the campaign manager for him in the next election, I believe. I think it's Dan Scavino Jr. said on Facebook that his page was blocked without notice. They abruptly censored the account of President Trump's chief social media guru. And this was reported by the Washington Examiner. And he came back to them, took a snapshot of it, and posted it back and said, amazing, all uppercase, amazing. Why are you stopping me? It says, from replying to comments, followers have left me on my own Facebook page. Exclamation mark, question mark, question mark. People have the right to know. Why are you silencing me? Please let me know. Thanks. His accounts have a big following. They have over 750 comments on his page at the time this article was done by the Washington Examiner. One of the comments says, I think it's time for some Senate hearings with Facebook. on their attempts to influence this election. Another one said the President of the United States' personal assistant is being blocked from speaking to fans by Facebook because of what reason? Well, let us know the excuse, but we already know the reason. Another one says too much power on Facebook. There should be a law. No, let me tell you what. There is a law. It's called the First Amendment. And there's also a Supreme Court decision. It's called Marsh versus Alabama, 1946. It says if your business model is the public square, you can, their business model is the public square. They've admitted it. Twitter has admitted it many times. Their business model is the public square, and they have a monopoly, and they own the public square. But in 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, they said even if the public square is privately owned, it was a company town. Now the internet has become a company town of Google, Facebook, Twitter. And if their model is a public square, even if they own the public square, they can't shut down the First Amendment. And let me explain this to the people at Reason who don't seem to get it. I just saw again, they write article after article at Reason Magazine. Again, the Koch brothers, think tank, Cato Institute, Reason, and so forth, they all carry the same line. And they cannot stop worshiping corporations. They're just as bad as the Democrats who worship government. Democrats think that government can do no wrong. Nobody else can do anything right. These libertarian, official libertarian, establishment libertarians, Cato Institute, Reason, they believe that corporations can never do any wrong and governments can never do anything right. They're both wrong. They're both one-dimensional in their thinking, quite frankly. You have a situation where you have the government working with the corporations. Now, what happens with that, right? How do you categorize that? But apart from that, I understand some of the argument of the libertarians that the corporations have to persuade people. The government can force you at the point of a gun to do what they have to say, right? So there is a difference there between the two. So I tend to give corporations more of a break than I do government. But when they become a monopoly, when the monopoly is assisted by the government, even funded and created by the government. And I've told you many times and given you evidence why I believe that these corporations that are now treating the internet as if it is a corporate town, corporate owned town. I believe that they were put in that position by the government, by the military industrial complex, more specifically, the same people who are coming after President Trump, the deep state. They are the cat's paw. See, in New Zealand, they have indirect censorship. They have direct censorship in New Zealand, in China, in the UK. In the US, because of that troublesome First Amendment, they have to do it indirectly. And I've seen this done many times, as I said before, in the debates for third parties and so forth. This is what's happening here. So we have a law. It's called the First Amendment. The First Amendment says our free speech, your free speech, not just the free press, but your free speech is something that you possess as a human being. It is a natural right. We also see it as a gift from the God who created us, as we talk about in the Declaration of Independence. We create government to protect those rights. The First Amendment just says to the government, you can't take it. But that doesn't mean that corporations can take it. We created the government to keep people from stealing from us. And it's not just stealing your bank account or stealing your car or stealing your home. We would expect the government to do something about that, even if it's the biggest corporations, even if it's the biggest banks. Now, of course, they don't. They don't frequently. But when they're going to steal our other God-given property, our free speech rights, then we should expect the government to do something about it. And in the past, the government has. That's why we have that Supreme Court decision. Folks, before we run out of time, and I've got more I want to cover in this, but just real quickly, because I don't want to get to the end of this and forget to tell you about the big sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a mega sale there right now. Free shipping store-wide, and we have all of our InfoWars Life supplements 50% off and also double Patriot points for future discounts on all purchases. So these are all the InfoWars Life supplements, things like Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Bod Ease, Alpha Power, Super Blue products, that's the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the topical salve, all with nano silver to fight bacteria. and viral infections. DNA Force Plus, 50%. All these, 50% off. And that is a big savings on DNA Force. Folks, if you want to keep free speech going, and it is a very, very difficult time right now for free speech, they're trying every trick in the book. We're not going to have enough time to get into it this segment, but in the next hour, we're going to show you my concerns about this narrative and the way that they are weaponizing this video that was on Facebook. Of course, Facebook is not going to be penalized, but they will come after any organization. I already have gone after Zero Hedge. They've gone after 4chan, 8chan, Livestream, Dissenter, Gab, others, and there will be more. They will continue to use this as an excuse to take down everybody but Facebook, where the massacre was live streamed. You understand, they are creating weapons, narratives, as well as weapons to attack free speech, to criminalize it, to relegate it to a hidden black market. And you, folks, are our sponsors. We don't have third-party sponsors. We don't go to big corporations for money. They don't support free speech. They support the cable news networks, like Fox, hiring Donna Brazile, firing Judge Jeanine, for telling you the truth about these Somali hijab-wearing members of Congress who hate America, who are as racist and hateful with the religion of peace as you can imagine. You see the same thing happening in Sweden. They absolutely despise the countries that they've gone to, the countries that supported them, demanding that they start keeping tabs on everybody, demanding that they get special set-asides, complaining because we don't give them enough when they come here. They don't want freedom. They're not going to allow you to have freedom. They simply want free stuff. They want our formerly free country. And they're going to use every weapon to take us down. So, folks, you are our sponsors. You are our donors. And if you support us, we'll be here. If you don't, we won't. It's just that simple. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The man. mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
It is odd that just 4 days before the New Zealand massacre, John Podesta, former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman, former Bill Clinton White House chief of staff, former Obama administration counselor, and chairman for the Center for American Progress would be present to praise relatively unknown Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern as a superstar. The New Zealand Herald reported 4 days before the massacre that John Podesta told News Talk that Ardern had given hope to social Democrats all around the world. She's made an impression on the world. She's somebody that people are paying attention to. Podesta had been overseeing a global progressives event titled The Path to Progress and had been interviewed by New Zealand's News Hub, describing New Zealand as a big, juicy target.
New Zealand is a member of the Five Eyes Spy Network, a powerful intelligence club made up of the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and us.
And does being a member of the Five Eyes group, does that make New Zealand more vulnerable?
I don't think it makes them more vulnerable. It probably makes them, in some ways, they probably have tighter security, but makes them a juicier target, let's put it that way.
Add to Podesta's ominous appearance that the mainstream media was immediately and predictably silent on the shooter's leftist leanings, instead opting to further their version of the shooter's manifesto by linking the blame to President Trump and painting the president as a white nationalist sympathizer, while casting a wide net over white America, subtly propagandizing that all of white America is a racist nightmare that must be dealt with.
I am Chris Cuomo. Welcome to Primetime. 49 people massacred for being different than their murderer. And many more before them here at home. The time has come to stop ignoring an obvious problem abroad and here at home. White supremacism is on the rise, and the president should know that.
The killer's manifesto, meantime, mentions President Trump calling him, quote, a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, unquote. Jim, has the White House said anything about the reference to the president in this so-called manifesto?
Well, the president was asked about it, Anderson, and he said he hadn't read it, but the White House counselor, Kellyanne Conway, she was asked about this earlier in the day, and she was urging reporters to read the entire manifesto and that there were parts of the manifesto that said that this killer was an eco-terrorist, she said, and so on. She was really looking past the language in this manifesto that was describing the president as sort of a hero to people who identify with their white heritage. And what was also striking, Anderson, in that manifesto was that the killer was using terms like invaders and invasion.
You see today white nationalism as a rising threat around the world.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's a case. I don't know enough about it yet. They're just learning about the person and the people involved. But it's certainly a terrible thing, terrible thing.
Sir, despite what the president says, how embedded is white supremacy in U.S. culture right now?
Right now? I mean, I think it's been embedded for a very long time. I think we're seeing more instances of it, and it's more in your face.
I went to a conference in Texas last year of Muslims. There were people with guns standing outside shouting no to Sharia law. Yeah. I mean, that is what is going on in cities in the United States right now.
Your piece in The Atlantic, you argue that that white nationalism has deep American roots.
I mean, you hear it on Fox News, you hear it from the president, you hear it from the manifesto of the shooter in New Zealand who was motivated by fears of what he called white genocide, which is simply the loss of white political and cultural dominance in countries that he considers to belong to white people.
The political discourse that we're having now and the administration in power now, Donald Trump himself has said so many things that match what white nationalists say. It matches their message.
Think of how many efforts we make to stop jihadist terrorism, and that's appropriate. That is a real threat. But we don't have a comparable effort in this government to combat right-wing, white supremacist terrorists.
Clear, that's Max Boot, New Zealand CFR. Shooter
he
was
wants
a coward.
To do that and by shutting down free speech. That's an excellent report by John Bound. Take a look at it at Infowars.com. We got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm going to break down what's going on in New Zealand. Yes, there truly are more sheep than people in New Zealand. No doubt about it anymore. We'll be right back.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it was said back in the late 90s when my wife and I went to New Zealand. It's actually 1998. They said there's more sheep than there are people in New Zealand. And that was true. It's especially true today as we see the people are lining up to turn in their guns because of the actions of a person who's not even a New Zealander attacking people. That's the official narrative. But we're going to take a look at how it's really even more so the First Amendment that is under attack, the First Amendment globally, and how this is being used to portray Muslims as victims, when in most cases, the reality, as I pointed out yesterday, literally between 500 and 1,000 attacks on churches by Muslims throughout the world every year. I'm sorry, that's the number of people killed. It's about 200 or 300 attacks directly on churches. That's not counting the people who are attacked simply because they aren't Muslims. You know, this is attacking people because, and church, places of worship and buildings because they are Christian churches. But of course, that's not talked about by mainstream media. It's not talked about by politicians, the liberal politicians. If you talk about it, you are denounced as a white nationalist racist to talk about that side of it. We are supposed to see the Muslims as victims only. You know, when I said there are more sheep than people, actually there was more deer than sheep. And the reason was they had a big export market of venison to Germany. The Germans love to eat venison. And they had a, this is going back to 1998, I have been there in 20 years now, but there was a big market that had developed for deer because they had brought in a few for hunting purposes, and because there are no natural predators in New Zealand, the population exploded. And so they were going way out into the hinterlands by helicopters and basically bulldogging these deer, capturing them, doing whatever they could to capture them and bring them back and put them in farms. They also had jet boats, which is a New Zealand invention. They would go into these, it's amazing what they would do with these jet boats. My wife and I went on some of them. You could really go back into the interior of New Zealand. Very little water required. They had steel hulls, and the guys was driving it just kind of looked downstream as to where the water was going to stop and try to pick the right little stream, because there wasn't much water at all. But they weren't really too worried about hitting the rocks. As a matter of fact, the way they beached it was just to ram that steel hull onto a rock at one point. Very fascinating country. Liked the people down there quite a bit. Actually, we're thinking about moving there. We met, had a meeting set up with a guy who was, at the time, I wasn't involved in the radio business whatsoever. Had no aspiration to be in the radio business 20 years ago. We had a meeting that was set up with the number one radio broadcaster in New Zealand. He was kind of a firebrand libertarian. He didn't make the meeting, but some people from the equivalent of the Libertarian Party did. We had dinner with them, talked to them, and it became a competition as to which government was worse in terms of destroying freedoms, New Zealand or the USA. They won. They convinced me that they were worse there. Talk about building code regulations. They were so adamant that nobody have a higher building than anybody else, because that would be showing off. I mean, that's the kind of envy and comparison that is the essence, the basis for socialism. I had hoped from some of the things that I had read, because they had, because it was a small country, a smaller number of people, you can turn the ship of state around. It doesn't have as much inertia as, say, the United States does with our massive bureaucracy. And they had hit the wall with socialism. They had gone bankrupt. Another example of how socialism bankrupted people. They had to recall their ambassador, I think, or shut down the office because they couldn't pay the salary. And so they started embracing free market economics. They started, that's when kiwi fruit became popular internationally, because they started looking at ways that they could make money. Because prior to that, they'd just been pushing a cozy little welfare state. But after they started making money from kiwi fruit and from venison and things like that, they quickly reverted back to socialism. And so when you look at people who are obsessed about what kind of house you build, I can't have a two-story house. You know, that would block the view of somebody else. Plus, you'd be putting on the dog or whatever, right? And say, boy, this is literally what Jefferson and the others called socialism in their day. The levelers, taking everybody down to their level. Literally taking everybody down to their level in terms of building. So it's like, okay, nice place to visit, but I don't want to live here. And it's a shame, because it truly is a beautiful place. And I thought at the time when I went there in 1998, it hadn't been that many years since the American government had pulled off the stunts and the atrocities, I should say, of Ruby Ridge in Waco. And remember, Ruby Ridge happened under George H.W. Bush. And it was the same people in place under Clinton that did Waco. And they got away with it. Same Justice Department, same corruption and so forth. That is just eternal, the eternal government. Just like we're seeing right now. The same Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, NSA, under the Bushes, under the Obamas, and the Clintons and so forth. The same ones now still in charge under President Trump. They never go away. And so I was looking at that and said, this is not looking too good for the U.S. I don't know that we can pull this thing out. And I was thinking of leaving the country. As a matter of fact, I was on a plane with some other guys on the way to a Libertarian National Convention, Salt Lake City. And we were talking about our exit strategy for getting out of the U.S. And New Zealand was the primary place to go for a lot of different reasons. It's also out of the wind patterns of nuclear fallout. And so we're sitting there talking about Waco, Ruby Ridge, our plans to get out and so forth. And this woman kept turning around and looking at us in the seat in front of us. We were getting our luggage. She's staring at us and did everything but write down our addresses. I said, well, we're on a watch list now if we weren't on one before. Now I'm on a no watch list. Do not watch the David Knight Show, because you're going to get banned information. You're going to get information that is on the blacklist. And we're going to get into what this is. But yeah, it's very, very, it's a big shame that that's happened in that area. I also, as I looked at it, I said, well, you know, there isn't anywhere to go anymore. So I might as well fight these people where I grew up, where I know the land, where I know the people, where I know the culture, where we've got a First Amendment. Now the First Amendment is being taken down as well. New Zealand welcomes Jacinta Ardern. Is that the way you pronounce her name? Gun control after the Christchurch mosque massacre. No, it's the Facebook mosque massacre. But Facebook faces no penalties for this. Other people are in jail without bail. Other people will go to jail. Other people will be fine, but not Facebook. Prime Minister said her cabinet will consider the details of the charges on Monday. She has said options include a ban on private ownership of semi-automatic rifles that were used in the devastating attack in Christchurch, and government-funded buyback of newly outlawed guns. And then in this article from the Washington Times, they have comments from New Zealanders. Personally, I don't think guns should be legal at all, said one. Maybe in some extreme self-defense, but I don't think such firearms, they need such firearms like that. New Zealand is not America. America is a totally different situation. I think in America, it would probably be more dangerous to take people's guns away. Yes, it would be. Yeah. Don't you try that, Eric Swalwell. But here, I don't think we need them at all, See, that's what I'm saying. Just these people have grown up in an environment where, as they, some of the guides said to us, there's no nasties here. On the North Island, around Auckland, they have a rainforest, and we hired a guide to take us around. He had just taken, I think it was the daughter of Al Gore. Maybe it was Al Gore. I was not impressed. He didn't know my politics. But he had just taken them on this tour of the rainforest, and you could literally put your finger out, and birds would come and light on your finger, because nothing there is afraid. There's no natural predators there. These people have been lulled into a false sense of security. Unless you bring the predators in. Aha. And they did that with the red possum and with the Muslims. We'll be right back.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Zealanders have started voluntarily surrendering their legally owned semi-automatic firearms for destruction. Destruction. As one person said, until today, I was one of the New Zealanders who owned a semi-automatic rifle. On the farm, they are a useful tool in some circumstances, but my convenience doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse. The risk of misuse. Well, gee, I guess, you know, they look at this and say, I don't see this as a place where you need to have guns to live to feel safe. Like I said, the sheep feel that way. The deer in New Zealand feel that way. There's more sheep than people. There's more deer than sheep. And like the deer, they're just staring mindlessly into space. They don't see the threat. There are, again, no nasties there, as I said. They had at one point, the New Zealanders are alarmed to see wanted posters for a red possum when we were there 20 years ago. Now, the red possum that they had put the crosshairs on and had a bounty on. So it's like, you know, presuming, you know, back at that time, people in New Zealand had guns. Still do. They're getting rid of them now, though. So I don't know how they're going to catch the red possums. See, the red possums were indigenous to Australia. Australia is very, even though they seem for us, you know, from the distance that we have, they seem to be very close. They're actually pretty far apart, and they are worlds different. In Australia, you have crocodiles, you have all kinds of nasty things that want to kill and eat you everywhere you go. Poisonous plants. In New Zealand, like I said, you just walk through the rainforest, and it's like a Disney movie. I've never been anywhere quite like that. Places I've seen here in America, you know, somewhere in between those two extremes. But they are two extremes. And so the red possum in that hostile environment of Australia are an endangered species. But some of them somehow made their way to New Zealand. And in New Zealand, there was no predator. They became the predators. And the kiwi, the little bird, is a little nocturnal bird, is flightless, doesn't have any way to defend itself. Didn't need to before. Not in New Zealand. And the red possums found them quite tasty and readily available. And so to keep them from completely destroying the kiwi, they put a bounty on the red possum. And the people from Australia were freaking out. It's like seeing a bounty on a bald eagle here in the United States. You can imagine that. You know, go to another country and you see, kill all the bald eagles that you can and bring them in here. We'll give you a cash bounty. But that is the attitude they have. And so they, as people, don't understand the predators that they're bringing in there. And they're doing it deliberately. Or other people are bringing them in. So they're surrendering their guns to the biggest predator of all, the government. They don't understand that either. So let's take a look at the, as they're surrendering their Second Amendment, the thing that I find most disturbing is the attack on free speech. And it's really a form of Sharia speech that is being imposed on us. The Gateway Pundit has an article here. Coming soon, Americans will be prosecuted for their critical posts of Islam. Yeah, prosecuted, or you'll have your social media credit scores will be dinged, and it will affect your job, your mobility, your credit rating, and so forth, just as it does in China right now. This is the Gateway Pundit. This is a reporter. Yet another one. I've had seen so many times the same article where Twitter threatens somebody saying, oh, by the way, your post violates Pakistan's Sharia law. Now, Pakistan is where they had a woman, a Christian woman, Asia Bibi, on death row for 10 years because she had the audacity to drink as she's working in the field with other women who were Muslims. She drank out of the same well. And they said, you filthy Christian, you're not going to have any water out of that well unless you convert to Islam. She said, I'm not converting to Islam. I'm a Christian. So they reported her for blasphemy. They put her on, they gave her a death sentence in Pakistan, kept her on death row for 10 years. Eventually, just recently, had the Supreme Court overturned that conviction. But they've had other people given the death penalty for blasphemy. And there was a elected representative in Pakistan who said, we need to get rid of this Sharia law that will execute people for blasphemy. He was murdered by his bodyguard. That's Pakistan. And those are the laws, the Pakistani blasphemy laws, that are being pushed on us already by Twitter. Threatening people. Oh, you violated Pakistani blasphemy laws. Guess what? I don't give a rat's behind about that. Twitter, Jack. And this is also being pushed by the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE. They want to exploit this New Zealand shooting to impose these kinds of Sharia speech laws on us, blasphemy laws in the United States. That was precisely what Judge Jeanine has been penalized for Fox News for saying. Fox News penalized her because she pointed out that Sharia law, these blasphemy laws that are coming in, people who are supporting that, who uphold that, who hate this country, people like Ilhan Omar, questioning their loyalty. I question Ilhan Omar's loyalty to the United States, to the Constitution, quite frankly. I question her commitment to a free and open society, to a tolerant and diverse society. Islam is not about tolerance. Islam is not about diversity. Islam is not about peace. I will not be kowtowed into saying that lie. So directly related to the ideas that we are carried out on radio shows, TV shows, and news commentators say, CARE, we as a community have to take control and leadership back in our public space. So they're pushing censorship here in the United States. CARE is un-American. CARE is incompatible with the First Amendment, with the traditions of my country and what we have built here. We got a 37-year-old Turkish suspect, a young Turk, we could say, I guess, as opposed to the young turds supported, you know, Stink Uyghur and these people who are supported by YouTube. They use them as their news source at all of the political conventions, the young turds. No, this is a young Turk. 37-year-old young Turk is the person who was doing the shooting in the Netherlands. It appears that it wasn't a generalized terrorist attack against all infidels. It appears that it was targeting a specific woman. Perhaps it was an honor killing. Perhaps it was a disagreement. But other people were killed in the crossfire. It was reported that at least three were killed, five were wounded. They've now corrected that to say three are killed and three injured. That is the latest body count of this particular case. So I don't know, again, if this was a Islamic killing that was based on honor, or if this was just a dispute and other innocent people got caught up in it. But consider the fact that we had this MS-13 gang that just stabbed a youth 100 times, set him on fire. And again, this was a Hispanic youth. Again, was this something that was related to drug competition, or was this just jealousy? Are innocent people, bystanders, going to be caught up in that as well, just like in this particular case? See, this is what they don't want us to talk about. This is what they are banning us from talking about. But we're going to talk about more of this when we come back, and I'm going to show you that clip, why I have a problem.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped it. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at the 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said earlier in the program, we take a look at Google. You have all the employees who are triggered by a Christian video that says, we welcome gay people. Christ takes us as we are, but tells us a better life. Tells us he's going to change us from what we were. So it was, as I see it, an inclusive message, but it is their belief nevertheless. But people at Google don't agree with it. Fine. But they can't tolerate anything that they don't agree with. So they go to the vice president. He agrees. It's too offensive. We're going to take that down. And then human resources highlights that as a microaggression, puts it out there as part of their yes at Google. This is how we say no, and we call it the yes at Google program. It's amazing, the intolerance, the hatred that we see directed at people like that. And as I said, you know, we've seen the Southern Poverty Law Center do this before. Sicking people on the Family Research Council, FRC, saying that anybody who believes in traditional heterosexual marriage, one man, one woman, that is hateful. And this guy believed the hate designation of the Southern Poverty Law Center, showed up there to shoot people. He was stopped before he injured anybody. But that was his intention. Now, those are people who are really fomenting hate. But, of course, they pay no penalty for that. No financial penalty. They're still used by all these different organizations as a beard to label people still as hate groups, including the FBI for quite some time. I'm not sure if the FBI is still doing that or not. And yet, Morris Dees, and I've talked about Morris Dees many times, and I did a report years ago. Google flushed it. I'll probably put it back up at some point in time. Prophets of hate, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, they have profited from hate, from hating other people. by publishing this hate map. And now we have, as I pointed out in that video, the guy who founded it, Morris Dees, set out the entire civil rights movement except to defend the Ku Klux Klan that beat people and burned buses in Birmingham, Alabama. That was what Morris Dees defended and got paid handsomely for. Then he got into the direct mail business. Then he came back and allied with the Democrats after the civil rights movement. He didn't do anything to defend people who were out there fighting against the Democrat Ku Klux Klan Jim Crow laws. But he got back in to profit from it after the Ku Klux Klan was a infiltrated broken shell, a false flag organization. He got back in to profiteer off of that. Now he's been thrown out even by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, when you look at the statements that they had to say, it sounds like there's some kind of Me Too thing going on there. They're saying, well, he's left. We always have to be on the lookout, constantly improving, and we've got to make sure that we have a workplace environment that is open and tolerant of everybody and so forth. So it's like, what is going on? Are there some Me Too allegations of sexual misconduct? Well, there have been rumors, and that's all we've got, is just rumors and allegations, nothing substantial. And of course, they're going to hide any of that. They want to tarnish their image by telling people what this guy is really about. But there's been allegations of sexual molestations of people in his family. There's been allegations of a lot of racism against black people, against Jewish people, comments that he's made in the word. So these are all allegations. We don't know if these are true, and probably never will, but would you think that somebody like Morris Dees, whose only involvement in the civil rights movement was to defend the Ku Klux Klan and to make about what the typical family of four at that time made in a year, he made that for that defense of the Ku Klux Klan, do you think he's capable of racism? Yeah, I have no problem believing that of Morris Dees. But that's the kind of hypocrisy we see on the left. And as we look at this shooting, I want to take a look at this video here. And it's not going to be anything that is violent. Again, people have put up videos and they've left them up on media of him talking about the shooting afterwards in his car as he's driving along. I want to show you something that is, nobody is being shot. Nobody dies in this video, but something that looks very mysterious. And this was something that was put up by an individual called Trevor Lyman. And he's got several different things that he noticed in the video. And he put them up in a short video, five different things. And the first one that we're going to show, because there is, you know, whether you believe that this is a real video, whether you believe this is a staged video for the purpose of attacking the First Amendment or whatever, Second Amendment and First Amendment, whatever. I'm not saying that nobody died. But I'm saying that over and over again, we have been given false narratives to sell an agenda, even over a real massacre. We've seen this time and again. And so we should be suspicious of everything that we see. We should question all official narratives. We should question authority when that authority is being used to take our liberties. And it's being used right now to take our free speech. And so I want to play a little bit of just the section here where he's saying you can see magic bullets that are disappearing. And what he's talking about is, this is I'll describe this to people who are listening. This is a part of the video. He is shooting the gun, but there's nobody in view. If there's anybody that he's shooting at, they are way out of view. He's outside of the mosque. He's on the sidewalk. And he shoots down the sidewalk, takes a bunch of shots, and you see the empty shell casings being ejected from the gun and appearing to disappear. And then he turns around, and it's very apparent when he turns the other direction that it looks like they go a little ways and they disappear. And you don't see them on the ground as he walks forward. So let's roll this tape right here and show people this. Again, nobody's being shot in this video. There's no people seen in here. This is simply a gun firing and shells being ejected. And there we go. There's the gun right there.
And then you're going to see the bullet casings.
He walks out on the sidewalk and he looks down. Now, notice that the shells, you don't see them, and you think, well, maybe they're being ejected out of view of the camera.
Where do they go?
Okay. Now he turns around the other way. Now watch this. Here They really do look like they are disappearing.
You know, so you can see right there that there's something clearly wrong with the error of the video. He is going to start shooting, and then you're going to see the bullet casings disappear.
Now, this is a replay of what we just showed you. Now, I was talking to Travis during the break. Travis, your comments on what you think may be going on here. You said you don't necessarily think that is false. What are your comments of why you think that those things look like they're just disappearing right there and you don't see them on the ground? Go ahead.
Personally, on this one, it is a little bit strange, but also when you go shooting brass casings, even if you see where they land, they can disappear quite quickly. The video's low resolution, so they may just be in there, and it's also hard to tell how far they're being ejected. This gun may be spitting them a lot further than it looked like they're going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you think that it just may be the low resolution of the video. He does say on this video, Trevor Lyman, he said, you can see the magic bullets more clearly in the original video. So this is a low res version of the original video, and he has a link to that original video as well. So that's one of the issues that are there. And again, you know, we're just looking at this and asking questions. Are we allowed to question the government? Are we ever allowed to question the official story? Obviously not, right? Not allowed to do that. Now, he has some other issues that he takes. One of these is kind of a continuity issue. And this would not be something that was a result of resolution. At the beginning of the shooting, and I'm not going to show this because as part of this video, he goes down the hall and he's shooting at people. You don't see any blood with it, but I'm not going to show anything that anybody might think is real people being shot. But as he's going down the hallway, entering it from the very beginning, he takes it from the very beginning, he's getting out of his car, he walks down the sidewalk, he walks into the mosque, he starts shooting. And as he walks down the hallway, there is a magazine on the ground. And he points it out in the video. He says, look at this magazine. He goes down, continues to shoot, and then he turns back around and comes back and bends down and picks up that magazine and uses it. Now, why would that be there? Why, if he's entering the mosque for the first time, why would there already be one of his magazines there on the ground? Then there are the situations where, and again, this could be a resolution issue, as Travis was saying, perfect walls. You don't see, as he is spraying down a narrow hallway, people, you don't see any damage to the walls happening, and you don't see it after he walks past the walls either.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age.
Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I look at the manic desire, the extreme measures taken by New Zealand to get this video off of the internet. I have to wonder why. What are they afraid of you seeing? Again, we have seen the Zapruder film. We have seen a president that we all knew personally, seen his head blown up. And it created a big problem for the government because it didn't match with their official story. So is there something in this video that they didn't want you to see? Is it a problem with resolution, as Travis suggests? Maybe it's just resolution that we don't see that the bullet casings that are being ejected just seem to disappear. Or maybe it's a problem with resolution that we don't see, as he's spraying wildly from side to side, we don't see any holes being generated in the walls. And we don't see those holes as he walks by them. But that still doesn't explain the continuity problem. My wife is a master of continuity. She could make a lot of money if she went to work for Hollywood. I have never seen anybody that can spot continuity issues like my wife can. Karen can look at something and say, well, you know, she had, look at this, they had a different collar or different, they had a pocket square or something in this one scene, then they didn't have it, then they had it again and so forth. She's always spots that. Well, this guy walks in, he walks into the mosque for the first time, there's a magazine sitting on the ground. He continues to shoot down the hall, spraying wildly, no holes in anything. And then he comes back and picks up that magazine and uses it. How did that happen? Continuity error. So we have a lot of different unexplained things there. But regardless of whether the video itself is real, that still doesn't mean that there isn't a real shooting. Again, we've had a false narrative about the Kennedy shooting. Kennedy really was killed. The video was very useful in helping us to see what had happened there. We've had a false narrative about 9/11. Those videos showing the buildings collapsing in their footprint are very, very important. Most people, I think, if you were to ask the American public or most people worldwide, they would think only 2 buildings fell in New York. 3 buildings fell. 2 planes, 3 buildings. 2 planes, 3 buildings. 2 planes, 3 buildings fell into their footprint immediately. And then, of course, there's physical evidence of remnants of explosives and so forth, as Richard Gage was pointing out yesterday. All these things are problems for them. That's why they have to suppress speech. That's why they have to demonize and criminalize now. Not just demonizing. And we had the expression, conspiracy theorists, came up after people said, okay, we've seen the Zapruder film. We don't buy the lone shooter with a magic bullet. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist then. So we've been demonized. Now we're being criminalized. 10 years for possession of the film. 14 years for transmission of the film from one person to the other. If you got it on your site, $137,000. So you got blanket censorship of all the independent free speech media. And you have Facebook, which was used as the host site for the massacre. It was the Facebook massacre, folks. They are not getting penalized in any way, shape, or form. You smell something rotten here? You should. You should question this. Here's another question. Why were the New Zealand police, as Free Thought Project points out, why did they happen to be in a training session as this shooting began? It took police officers in New Zealand 36 minutes to catch the terrorist who murdered 50 people in two Christchurch mosques last week. Just two officers, only one of whom had a gun, apprehended the suspect after his bloody rampage. Police happened to be conducting a drill nearby, practicing for a similar attack. Isn't that interesting? We've seen this before, haven't we? Police in New Zealand don't typically carry firearms, much less dress in tactical gear. So the officers holding a drill with all their tactical equipment and weapons at the ready was a helpful coincidence. And we've seen these kind of helpful coincidences before, haven't we? Remember 9/11? Remember London? 7/7 bombing attacks in the subway? And they point out, they've got quotes here in the article, going back to Aviation Week, talking about 9/11. At 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Tech Sergeant Jeremy Powell of NORAD took the first call from the Boston Center. He notified his commander of a possible hijacked airliner, American Airlines Flight 11. "Is this part of the exercise?" said the colonel. "No, this is a real-world event," he was told. Several days into a semi-annual exercise known as Vigilant Guardian, they were fully staffed. Their key officers, enlisted supervisors, were already manning the Operations Center battle cab. The exercise had proved to be serendipitous. Well, that's what Aviation Week is saying. But actually, as people were talking about it, it got them very confused. A delayed response. And we have seen this happen many times. If you have a drill, if it is a false flag, and you have a drill that is exactly the same scenario happening at exactly the same place at exactly the same time, it confuses people. It delays response. And if the people are caught, they can always say we're part of a drill. It's very convenient, isn't it? Now, in London, the 7/7 bombing there in the London subway, as the Daily Mail pointed out, the police had just completed a terror training exercise for that exact place. It had been done just a couple of days earlier, but exactly the same scenario in exactly the same place. They said they envisioned an attack on the London transport network just days before the 7/7 atrocity. That came out at an inquest. They said during the tabletop drill, officers were asked to respond to imaginary bombings at Waterloo, Embankment, and St. James Park underground stations. But there was absolutely no intelligence at the time to suggest such an attack was imminent, the hearing was told. A barrister for some of the bereaved families told the inquest that the Hanover exercise, which took place on July 1st and July 2nd, involved officers from the Met's anti-terror branch, and it had as its core an attack on the underground. Asked if it was simply a coincidence that it took place just days before, they said, well, that's entirely correct. It was a coincidence. Another thing that's kind of strange that is also tied to this particular situation in Christchurch, New Zealand, was that 30 survivors of the Parkland shooting traveled to Christchurch just last July. Isn't that interesting? The purpose of the trip, according to Sandy Davis, a sociology teacher at Stoneman Douglas, was a way to help the students cope with the tragedy that they experienced and also as a way for them to learn how to sustain the anti-gun violence movement that they had begun in the aftermath of the Parkland shooting. Now, I have to ask you, why would they need to go to New Zealand to promote anti-gun legislation, so forth? Had New Zealand had a lot of school shootings? No. Had they had any shootings that I know of? No. So why are the Parkland students going there to help them to combat gun violence in New Zealand, where they didn't have any gun violence before this? Very strange. A lot of questions that need to be answered, and we should be very suspicious when we start seeing blanket confiscation of guns, when we start seeing blanket criminalization of free speech, when they are so desperate to get out of the public's eye a video that appears to have some anomalies in it. But they don't want you to look at that, just like they really would not like you to. We would never have the Zapruder film It would be disappeared. The family would be in jail. And everybody would just be happy about the government official narrative. But understand that when we look at this, again, we're not saying that nobody was killed. That is not the purpose. As a matter of fact, it always works to their advantage to have people die. That accelerates and helps to advance the narrative. And part of this narrative, just as we saw in 9/11, of multiple purposes of that, to have the authorization for the use of military force, a blank check to have endless wars globally, including in the United States, quite frankly. The creation of Homeland Security, the creation of the surveillance state, dragnet surveillance by the NSA. All of these things, the war that the Bushes wanted to have with Iraq, all of these things were enabled by 9/11 and by the official story that followed in its wake. And when we look at this particular situation, it's not just gun control. It's not just wholesale banning of free speech and criminalizing of videos for everybody but Facebook. Now, Facebook is okay. Everybody else, however, that they don't like, they can use that as a pretense to take them down. And then there's also making victims out of Muslims. That is a big part of that. So we should be very concerned about these narratives. We should be very concerned about Sharia speech that is being imposed on us. You know, don't pay any attention to the massive attacks on churches or even here. The Christian school, back in the end of July, a student from Minneapolis goes to another state and sets a Christian school on fire, lighting four fires, endangering the lives of 33 children. This woman, who is a Muslim, a college student from Minneapolis, probably some of our Somali refugees, set fires in another state, said that she was doing it to protest U.S. military intervention in Iraq and Afghanistan. She told police her intent was to hurt people, to burn the Christian university to the ground. You guys are lucky I don't know how to build a bomb, because I would have done that, she said. But the Muslims are victims. Folks, take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. You are our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As I said, we've got multiple things that this shooting is being used for. And they will always use the death and sufferings of people to further their agenda. Banning guns, banning free speech, portraying Muslims as victims everywhere because they consistently ignore the atrocities committed, the hate crimes committed by Muslims throughout the world. Whether it is the First World or whether it is in Africa, especially in Nigeria, there is full-on genocide going there against the Christians, just as we saw with the very first genocide. The term genocide was coined to talk about the Muslim Turks attacking the Christian Armenians. They were going to wipe them out to a man. And that was the first time the word genocide was used. But it's going on right now in Nigeria. Same race, black versus black, but it's Muslim versus Christian. And there were more than 6,000 people killed last year. But you don't hear anything about it here in the U.S. because, you know, it's just Africa. We don't care about it, right? But even the stuff that happens in the First World, we don't hear about. They go out of their way to cover up the crimes that are committed in Western European countries. In this mosque in Christchurch, there was evidence of radicals there. And, you know, that's another aspect, as Travis was saying during the break. Frequently, if the government can use something for their agenda, they will look the other way. Even if they know that there are radicals there, or they know that a guy is getting ready to carry out an attack, they will stand down and maybe let it happen because they can use that. They'll stand down and let it be streamed on Facebook because they can use that. And then they can use the fact that it exists to shut down all independent and free social media out there. Isn't that interesting? but these... Going back to 2013, this peaceful mosque there, no, we've never had any problems there. Going back to 2013, two men from that mosque that were radicalized at that mosque were killed in a drone strike in Syria. According to a report, in New Zealand, two Islamic militants were killed in a U.S. drone strike in Yemen in 2013. Sorry, Yemen, not Syria. Parents of one of the men claimed that he was radicalized at that Christchurch, New Zealand mosque. And they said Australian Christopher Harvard, 27, and dual New Zealand-Australian national Daryl Jones were killed by missiles fired by the U.S. drone in November 2013. Now, this shooter had announced that it was particularly the Westerners who had converted to Islam and become radicalized as jihadis that he particularly hated. And there, it was well known at this particular mosque. I don't know if there's any connection to that or not. But they said that at the time of the Christchurch mosque, they said that they had been investigated by the local police. But they said, we've looked at it, but we don't. The Australian Federal Police began an investigation into Mr. Harvard's possible involvement in an alleged Al-Qaeda kidnapping of three Westerners in Yemen. But the Prime Minister at the time said, I'm not going to go into individual entities or operations that the SIS or the GCSB conducted. They said that New Zealand spies may have gone into the mosque under surveillance. All this is very familiar, very suspicious, quite frankly. His parents said that their son told him he was first taught radical Islam at the Al-Nur Mosque in Addington. Mr. Harvard's parents said that it's at the mosque that he met fellow convert Mr. Jones, who was known as Muslim bin John. These guys go to Yemen. They're killed in a drone strike there. They said, of course, the Muslims who were there said that they'd seen no signs of any radical Islam being taught to members. They believed that they were radicalized by the Internet. So we need to shut down the Internet, right? Not the mosque. Leave the mosque alone. Shut down the Internet. The former senior member of the Christchurch Mosque said that claims of radical Islam in Christchurch were not true. The mosque in Christchurch is very against that. Islam is all about peace. Where have I heard that before? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the The truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I got one more little segment here. I want to talk about censorship specifically in the United States. I've been talking about it in light of the bigger picture over the internet, criminalization of possession of this film, which may or may not be authentic. As many people believe that it was manufactured, perhaps that is why they're so adamant to shut this down. But even if it is real, we need to be able to take that. From the parts of it that I have seen, it is not anywhere near as bloody and gory as the assassination film of John F. Kennedy. And that was a very important film. I think anybody, regardless of what they think about the Kennedy assassination, would not support that that would be censored. Why would we allow and embrace this? I don't see anybody complaining about this, really, out there. Not very many people are really concerned about the fact that New Zealand's doing it. We just are accepting this regime of censorship and control. In New Zealand, it's being done directly. In Russia, it's being done directly. In China, it's being done directly. Here in America, it's being done indirectly by the big media companies. And Donald Trump Jr. has pointed that out. He said, we are creating a private social credit system. And it's becoming, this is editorial that he had in The Hill. Donald Trump Jr. said, as big tech's censorship of conservatives becomes ever more flagrant and overt, the old arguments about protecting the sanctity of the modern public square are now invalid. Now, I wasn't really sure, well, look at that, what he means by that. We should protect the sanctity of the modern public square. I don't think that's an invalid argument. Maybe he means that it's unenforced. I don't know what he meant by that. But he goes on to talk about from shadow bans on Facebook and Twitter to demonization of YouTube videos. And, of course, we have a Putin is jumping in on all the censorship. We got Nunes suing Twitter. We got another former candidate from West Virginia who has a $12 billion censorship lawsuit. Or should say defamation lawsuit, not censorship, but defamation lawsuit against establishment media organizations across the board. Everybody from all the way across the board. We'll get into that. It's a lot of things that are happening now to shut down the free press, whether it is litigious lawsuits or whether it is censorship that's being done by proxy or whether it's direct censorship, as is being done in Russia and China and elsewhere. But going on with what Donald Trump Jr. said, he said from shadow bans on Facebook and Twitter, and that's part of Devin Nunes' lawsuit against Twitter for $250 million. Also names a couple of other individuals in there who were putting in false information about him. In that, it has a tie-in to the Blankenship lawsuit. But he said, to pulled ads for Republican candidates at critical junctures of election campaigns. The list of violations against online practices and the speech of conservatives is long. And I would say, yes, exactly right. What took so long to get to this point? I'm glad that he's saying this, but this has been going on since last August. We said that it was going to be happening to everybody after it happened to Alex Jones and InfoWars, and it is now. We also see demonetization by banks, by PayPal, of particular sites to shut down their speech, same as they're doing with gun manufacturers and gun retailers. We also see the deplatforming of entire news organizations and websites as part of those attacks by the banks. And he does go on to talk about that. He says, we've been seeing it for a while. Maybe he's just now starting to see it. It's been happening. Happened to us, happened to Gab, it's happened to a lot of people. PayPal attacking us, taking away our ability to process payments. We got it back in other places, and you've continued to sponsor us, and we really do appreciate that. Again, we've got a big sale right now, 50% off all products, all InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and it is very vital for you to sponsor us. You are our sponsors. You are our individual sponsors. We don't go to big third-party corporations to sponsor our free speech because we know big corporations don't want free speech. Isn't that pretty obvious by now? So if you want your free speech, if you want a free press, then help us out here at InfoWars. We got some great products, natural products, very effective, very safe, 50% off, double Patriot points, which gives you discounts in the future, and free shipping store-wide. All right, let's go back to this article, opinion piece that Donald Trump Jr. has. He talks about how mainstream media, terms like mainstream media, SJW for social justice warrior, red pill, any of those terms are used to do an automated censorship by bots. Yeah, that's where the bots come in, as much as anything else. And he goes on to quote Senator Hawley, saying, Google and Facebook should not be a law unto themselves. They should not be able to discriminate against conservatives. They should not be able to tell us we need to sit down and shut up. Absolutely right. And they are not a law unto themselves. We already have a law. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights that says that we create the government to protect our property. Part of our property are our God-given rights. You know, the Bill of Rights does not convey any freedoms to us. It prohibits the federal government from taking any of those freedoms. And the Declaration of Independence says we create the government to protect those freedoms. So just like taking our private property, they are not allowed to take our speech, and the government needs to step up and do something about it. And the Supreme Court already has, as I've said before, 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. Even if you have a corporate company town, you're not going to be able to shut up free speech in the town square that you own, that is private property. And even if these internet censors say that the internet is now their private property, even though their business model for Facebook and Twitter and Google is a public square, and they have set up a monopoly situation, according to that Supreme Court decision, they're not allowed to censor people in the public square, even if they own the public square. And he goes on to say, I'll have one more quote here from Don Jr. He says, left unchecked, big tech and liberal activists could construct a private social credit system. Oh, you think? They're the same people who are constructing it for the Chinese government. And he goes on to say, not unlike what the communists have nightmarishly implemented in China. Exactly right. That excludes outspoken conservatives from wide swaths of American life simply because their political views differ from those of tech executives. And of course, it also includes religious views as well. That's why religion and political speech are combined in the First Amendment. This country was founded by people who were trying to escape religious persecution. The people who were here understood that. That's why the clergy, the American clergy, were considered to be, they called them the Black Regiment, because they had black coats. They were very adamant that they did not want to see the types of things that had been done to them in the UK replicated here, being sent to prison because of what they believed or what they taught in their churches. Now we've got Putin doing this. Now, isn't it interesting that he is out there signing a bill to shut down fake news and to shut down internet insults? Isn't Putin doing exactly what the left wants to do here? So maybe there is some Russian collusion. Maybe there is a shared sense of values. They will have fines of up to $22,900 if you are convicted of spreading fake news. We're going back to the old Soviet Union here, folks. Remember, Izvestia, news, Pravda, truth. People said there's no news in Izvestia, there's no truth in Pravda. If you insult state symbols, and that includes Putin, you'll get a fine of up to 300,000 rubles. That's about $4,000 roughly, I guess. More than 100 journalists and public figures have signed a petition opposing the law. They had labeled it direct censorship, and it is. But here in the United States, they have to do it indirectly because we have that troublesome First Amendment. And I have to include in that, talking about that, I have to include President Trump. You know, when he comes out and says, I don't like what Saturday Night Live is doing. I think it's a political contribution or whatever. I do not want to see him turn Saturday Night Live into victims. And I don't want to say that anybody who is a journalist or an analyst or a commentator or a comedian or whatever, because we know that's what the comedians are being used for. It's pretty transparent what they're being used for. But I don't want everybody who comments on politics to be considered as a contributor to a political campaign. Boy, that is a path to destruction of free speech. And President Trump should pull back and renounce what he had to say. I understand he was angry about it. I would be angry if I was him, being mercilessly, continuously parodied by these people. But everybody sees what's going on with that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
talk about what the politicians are saying now. Democrat primary game is well underway, and we're going to run down some of the amazing things that have already happened. It's actually pretty funny, some of the stuff that they are going into. You will not believe it. I can't believe it. It's hilarious to look at the political news at this stage, and it just keeps getting better. So we're going to get into that after we've been talking about this serious issue of banning self-defense, banning free speech, banning news organizations and the press. I've got one more thing to say about that, and that is the lawsuit being put out by Nunes. He is now suing Twitter for more than $250 million. Other people named in the lawsuit include a GOP operative, Liz Mayer of Mayer Strategies, and a Twitter user called Devin Nunes's mom, and also another one called Devin Nunes's cow. These are parody accounts. Now, I don't know. I have a problem with Republicans who are so thin-skinned, and I understand. I've seen the vicious parodies of Saturday Night Live. I have seen the incessant, unfunny attacks by all late-night talk show hosts that are just political hacks anymore. They're not even comedians. And I understand how annoying. I find it annoying, and it's not about me. And I can understand that President Trump would lash out at that, but that is not something that would be remotely supported by the First Amendment. And I think if we're going to be in the public arena, we got to get a thick skin, have people say stuff about me all the time. And we want to keep the debate open. And we cannot go to the position of saying that anybody that says something, if I say something in support of President Trump, then I'm now got to answer to the Federal Elections Commission. Is that what we're going for here? I don't want to have a situation like that. And, I think that is a failed way to approach this. Now, what Nunes is accusing Twitter of, he's saying by its actions, they intended to generate and to proliferate false and defamatory statements about the plaintiff, about Nunes, in order to influence the outcome of the 2018 congressional election and to intimidate plaintiff Nunes and to interfere with his important investigation of corruption by the Clinton campaign and alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. The suit alleges that Mayer, the GOP operative, also relentlessly smeared and defamed the California Republican, inciting allegedly false reports accusing him of being involved with a winery embroiled in a scandal involving the solicitation of underage prostitutes and cocaine. Nunes has very strongly denied the accusations in the report. So he's asking for $250 million in compensatory damages, an additional $350,000 in punitive damages. Look, if you're putting out false information about somebody before an election, I think that ought to be something that is malicious, and that is clearly the case. If somebody is putting out parody stuff, I don't think that is actionable, because we're going to get to some parody coming up right after this. I don't think I should be sued by Joe Biden or by the beta male, the Irishman who is now going by beta. But it's also the shadow banning that Twitter is doing. I don't think that's necessarily, well, it may be the right way to oppose it for people who were lied to. You know, they rope you in with terms of service, people who advertise on these sites and spend money and then get shut down because they don't like your political content. I think that's unfair, corrupt business practices. I think you've got a case there. But I want to take a quick look at this Blankenship lawsuit. Now, this is a guy who was a former coal executive. He was running in the West Virginia Republican Senate primary. And he basically got Mitch McConnell, just like Roy Moore did. Now, this was not social media. This was establishment media. And he has filed a $12 billion lawsuit against a wide variety of media outlets, from CNN to Fox News and so forth. And when you look at what people were saying about him, he was, as a head of a coal mine there, he was convicted of a misdemeanor and sent to jail for 1 year. But the way it was being reported in the mainstream media was that he was a convicted felon. There were some felony charges. He was, there was something about a felony, but he was never convicted of a felony. They either charged him and he was found innocent, or they didn't charge him with that. But it was only a misdemeanor, and he was running for office. But this became the narrative, and it was being pushed by Mitch McConnell. And I don't have any way to prove it, but my spidey senses are off the chart that Mitch McConnell was behind all of this phony stuff about Roy Moore. I think it happened because Roy Moore had a lot of hubris to say, as he won that primary, he went to Washington. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be taking on Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell took him on with a lot of false information. Don Blankenship also was an independent thinker, an outsider, who was going to be independent of Mitch McConnell. And there's one thing that Mitch McConnell doesn't want more than a Democrat in the Senate, and that is a Republican who is going to challenge his authority in the Republican Party. He will do anything to stop that from happening. And unfortunately, in this particular case, President Trump started repeating the talking points of Mitch McConnell. And you had situations with Fox News. His beef with Fox News was that he notified them. You know, the standard for a lawsuit is that you put false information out there and you knowingly did it. Now, there's probably a lot of people, because everybody from the Associated Press and on, I think it's either Associated Press or Reuters, that are lumped into this lawsuit. Everybody was echoing, he's a convicted felon, he's a convicted felon. So a lot of people are doing this innocently, not knowingly, not maliciously. If you notify somebody that something is false and they continue to do that and not print a retraction, then that is actionable. And what he is saying is that in the case of Fox News, he notified them, they responded by email, and then they did not do the retraction until after the election. And again, Mitch McConnell is involved in that. He put out a tweet. He said, after the election was over, he said, P.S. Mitch McConnell's cocaine tweet is just more proof that he's not an America person. Thousands of people die from cocaine use year after year, and he thinks it's funny that his family's shipping business hauls cocaine on the high seas. It's not funny. It's sickening. This was a charge that he leveled against Mitch McConnell. Again, that was his mistake, taking on Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell will do anything, and he can get people like the Washington Post to push his dirty tricks stuff on any Republican that's going to challenge him. What Blankenship had said when he took on Mitch McConnell, whether it's true or not, he'd pointed out that Mitch McConnell, his father-in-law, has a ship. He's a Chinese. His father-in-law is Chinese. His wife is Elaine Chao. She's head of the Department of Transportation now in the Bush administration. And he pointed out that in 2014, aboard a ship that Mitch McConnell's Chinese father-in-law owned, they found cocaine on that ship. And so he started calling Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch. And so after Mitch was able to take down Blankenship, he went on to social media and taunted Blankenship after the election, KIMT is saying here. The image shows McConnell surrounded by a white powdery substance clearly intended to be cocaine with the words, "Thanks for playing, Don." It was inspired by the Netflix show Narcos, which is about a Colombian drug kingpin, Pablo Escobar. So yeah, he's flaunting that there, like he's a drug lord. And quite frankly, folks, the American government and their involvement in crack cocaine and many other things, if I was Mitch McConnell, I wouldn't go there with that kind of parody. It's too close to the truth. So we'll be right back. We'll talk about poor Joe Biden. We'll talk about the Democrat primary game, and we're going to do some parody here. We'll be right back.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I hear those gentle voices calling, poor old Joe. I'm coming,
I don't think he's really sure if he's coming or not. Is he going to be in the race? Is he in or is he out? This is the reluctant candidate, Joe Biden. Remember he did that in the last election? Now he's doing this again. He was Saturday. He had a dinner where he was cheered by a crowd of the Delaware Democrat Party hometown at a dinner. He said he had the most progressive record of anybody running, but he said, I meant to say anybody who would run. I didn't mean that I was running. So does poor old Joe hear the voices calling him? Is he running? Is he in? Is he out? You know, he's also said, I don't see a single reason why I wouldn't run for president. Well, I can give you 78 reasons, Joe. They're called birthdays. You're one of the oldest. Poor old Joe, he's one of the oldest candidates out there. And, you know, I'm not going to knock old age. It's something that we all can aspire to because there's only one other alternative. Nevertheless, as the LA Times points out, he does carry along with him a lot of 40-year-old baggage comes along with poor old Joe as he hears the voices calling. Come on, poor old Joe. As the LA Times says, his record does not age well. Here's some of his 40-year-old baggage that he comes along with. They said a 20th century voting record that he's carrying into a 21st century political fight. He opposed school busing for desegregation in the 1970s. He voted for a measure aimed at outlawing gay marriage in the 1990s. Those things don't really fly too well in the Democrat Party. He was also an ally of banking and credit card industries. He chaired the 1991 Clarence Thomas hearings. And as the LA Times says, it gave short shrift to the sexual harassment allegations raised by Anita Hill. That's where my problems with Joe Biden began, because I remember him taking on Clarence Thomas over the issue of natural law. How dare you support natural law? It's like, how dare you attack the basis of the Declaration of Independence, Joe Biden? You're attacking the very foundation of the government here in the U.S. I mean, without the Declaration of Independence, without the definition of natural rights that transcend the authority of government, you don't have any justification for the United States to even exist. And he took on Clarence Thomas over that issue. They were furious that he didn't take on Clarence Thomas more over the phony he said, she said stuff that, you know, Anita Hill. There was absolutely no evidence. It's just something that she had to say. And even the allegations she made against Clarence Thomas were nothing at all like what we're seeing today in the Me Too allegations that, quite frankly, have a lot of credibility to them. That didn't have much credibility. She was saying, well, it's a couple of remarks that he made. Nevertheless, they're upset with him over the Clarence Thomas hearing still, 1991. These liberals hold a grudge. He backed crime legislation that many blame for helping fuel an explosion in prison populations. Well, of course. You're around that long, you're going to back stuff like mandatory minimums and so forth. And that is an abomination. And that is exactly what you would expect from somebody who doesn't believe that we have natural rights. He doesn't support the Bill of Rights. It's just, you know, whatever old Joe says goes. He also eulogized Senator Strom Thurmond, who rose to prominence as a segregationist. And finally, he backed the Iraq War. Ah, that's the record of poor old Joe. So it's not just, you know, I can think of more than a single reason why Joe shouldn't run for president. I just gave you several of them there, but also his age. He is trying to portray himself as middle-class Joe. Middle-class Joe, but as Politico is pointing out, he has a $2.7 million vacation home. He charges more than $100,000 per speaking gig. He's inked a book deal that's likely worth millions of dollars. Yeah, this guy, actually he's 76, not 78, so he's still up there, and this would be his first term that he'd be running for. I can see that Democrats would have a problem with that. Now, Trump is calling him a low IQ individual. So maybe not shoeless Joe, maybe not middle class Joe or shoeless Joe, but maybe clueless Joe. Maybe that's what he's talking about. And then we have just the Democrat Party in general. Play video clip number four just to set the mood for us here. Because as we are looking at the Democrat Party, it reminds me nothing so much as a cheap 1960s game show. It's kind of a farce. I guess we could say if we're going to put it in the 21st century, we could kind of call it Big Brother. Wouldn't you think that'd be a good way to describe? Maybe it's not a 1960s game show. But I think all of our liberties as well as our way of life are in jeopardy as we move forward into the Democrat primary game. But it is really kind of like a Big Brother game. You know, whoever survives to the end, they become Big Brother if the Democrats win. All right, let's take this out of here. The first contestant that we have up today is Mayor de Blasio. Because, you know, if you are mayor of New York City, just because it's big, that instantly qualifies you to be the boss of everybody. You know, kind of like AOC. You know, she's a big deal in Queens, so she should be the boss, she said, right? And so I guess de Blasio, even though he's a failed mayor, even though this guy is a rabid communist, you know, we got de Blasio, who violated the sanctions against Cuba so he could go on honeymoon in Cuba to see Castro. And then on one of the other candidates, we got Bernie Sanders, who thought in the 1980s it was a great idea to go honeymooning in the Soviet Union before even it became the Russian Republic. I mean, it was a hardcore Soviet Union. I just don't understand that, how anybody could be so enamored of the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. When I was dating my wife in the late 1970s, we went to see Reds, which is a film by communist Warren Beatty, honoring and fawning over John Reed, an American quote-unquote journalist. He's actually a propagandist, an apologist for Stalin and his massacres. We had a lot of people like that in America, in the Democrat Party, in the 1940s and 50s, apologizing for Stalinists, covering up for the crimes that Joseph Stalin was doing. And as a reward for his services to the communist state, he was put in Red Square there, you know, enshrined like Lenin. And then, of course, people like Warren Beatty are going to do movies about him. And it was an unbelievable movie. I mean, it just went on and on and on. Besides being incredibly bad, it was such a piece of communist agitprop and worship that even as a college kid, I told my wife, let's get out of here. I can't stand this any longer. And we walked out after I'd paid money to see that thing. I hardly ever walk out of a movie that I paid money to see. That's why I don't go to the movies anymore. I don't want to pay the money up front. But it was horrible. It was a horrible movie. This just went on and on and on. Reds, you know, singing the International, you know, the International, the theme song of the Communist Party. Just Warren Beatty just can't get enough of that. Neither can any of the rest of the people in Hollywood. And so, you know, you look at this and you look at Bernie Sanders 10 years later has to go to the Soviet Union for his honeymoon. It's like, where is this guy coming from? By that time, everybody knew what had happened. There wasn't any excuse for being that ignorant. And yet, you know, we could also put in the, Paul Simon song, Still Crazy After All These Years. Yeah, Bernie's still as crazy about communism, still as crazy about centralized command control economies and everything. And de Blasio, fortunately, he didn't draw much of a crowd. The headline from the New York Post says de Blasio speaks to a crowd of only 20 people in New Hampshire. Actually, that's inflated. There were 20 people in total there. There were 14 people on the panel and 6 people in the audience. No, he spoke to 6 people, New York Post, not 20. Yeah, you don't count the people on the panel as part of the audience. They're working. And then you had 6 reporters on hand as well. We also do not count them. They don't count. And I don't think de Blasio is going to count. And that's a good thing as well. Elizabeth Warren is embracing her underdog role. This is a race that I want to run. Well, she is in this race. She's not in the American Indian race. And that may be the thing that takes her out of that race. When we come back, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris. We're going to talk about the beta male and his plans. You know, he doesn't want a wall, but he wants to build a ditch for the Bill of Rights and throw the Constitution into that ditch. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about some of the other candidates in the Democrat game show, which I guess we could call Big Brother 2020. Who will survive to the end and who will be the authoritarian dictator? You know, as we have Nancy Pelosi out there demanding that we have give the vote to 16-year-olds, I find it interesting that Beto O'Rourke's writings from when he was a teenager surface. Talking about how, you know, he's got this urge to run people down with his car and so forth. I mean, this is disturbing stuff. I never had these kind of fantasies while I was a teenager. Do you want somebody like that to have the nuclear football? And they come back and they say, oh, that's okay. He was just a teenager. He was just exercising his artistic license. Or he was just immature or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, do you really want people like that then to have the vote? If you're going to... You can't have it both ways, folks. Either they are responsible enough to vote, or they're going through a stage, and I don't want to suffer the consequences of their ignorance, their inexperience, and their lack of judgment. I don't want their mistakes to rule over my life. You know, mistakes like Nancy Pelosi. I don't want those kinds of mistakes. And isn't it desperate? Isn't it amazing that the Democrats have to bring in voters from other countries because anybody who knows what they're about is not going to vote for them. They have to bring in voters from other countries. They have to try to get young, inexperienced kids that they can pressure using peer pressure, using teachers who, as we all know, are pretty much 100% on with the Democrat Party in the schools. Pushing that agenda. So they've got to use that kind of strong-arm tactic on young, impressionable kids. That's exactly what's going on here. That's one of the reasons why we say it's reprehensible what they're doing with the transgender situation. Kindergarten kids are not capable of making decisions about what gender they are. They're not anywhere close to even experiencing puberty. And the only reason that you would do that to them is because you want to try to maintain, you want to manipulate them, you want to groom them
you want to pretend that they can consent to have sex. And of course, they'd be mature enough if they could make the determination, really could make the determination about gender. They can't. And so lay off the kindergarten kids and the gender stuff, and lay off the 16-year-olds. They're not mature enough to make a decision about voting. These are the same people who don't want the 16-year-olds driving cars. I was driving a car when I was 16 years old. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi would not have approved of the way I drove my Mustang. Anyway, before we get back into the Democrats, I just want to remind you of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com because, folks, you are our sponsors. Without you, we go away. With you, we don't need the approval of big corporations, of big media, of big government. And we've got a big special right now on products that can very safely and effectively help your health and your family's health. Natural products. These are all InfoWars Life supplements are all 50% off. Things like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Bod Ease. Again, that fights inflammation using natural ingredients like turmeric and other natural enhancers to work with the turmeric to fight inflammation in your joints and other parts of your body. Bod Ease, 50% off. Alpha Power, all the Super Blue products with nano silver to fight bacteria and viral infections. All of those, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, a very expensive product to produce to help to protect your DNA health. That is now 50% off. Knockout, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all of the InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. And you get double Patriot points on all purchases and free shipping store-wide. Folks, check out the products we got at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's take a quick look at the next contestant here, Kamala Harris. Did she let Herbalife off the hook, asks Yahoo. Yahoo has gone through and looked at documents. They say documents exclusively obtained by Yahoo News show that in 2015, prosecutors in the San Diego office of the California Attorney General sent Harris a lengthy memorandum that argued for an investigation into Herbalife and requested resources in order to undertake an investigation. Similar investigations into Herbalife were already taking place elsewhere, but as Attorney General for the nation's largest state in California, Kamala Harris declined to investigate Herbalife. They've been accused of fraudulent marketing practices. Now, why would she do that? Well, you know, she didn't investigate Planned Parenthood either. Now, Yahoo's not going to have a problem with that. Instead of investigating Planned Parenthood, she investigated the people who had exposed Planned Parenthood talking about providing baby parts, custom order. You tell us what you want, and we will acquire them. I guess you could call that bespoke baby parts, right? It was an outrage. And it was what was even more outrageous was that Kamala Harris went after the people who were the whistleblowers and came after them, interestingly enough, for violating the privacy of Planned Parenthood. Yeah, it's privacy when a mother kills her child, and it's privacy when you expose the criminal trafficking and body parts, according to Kamala Harris. Now, she said at the time, she described her first appearance in the courtroom as a young San Francisco district attorney. She said to an audience here, as she's kicking off her campaign, I knew I wanted to protect people. Question is, what people? Planned Parenthood? Herbalife? Who is it that Kamala Harris is protecting? And then she goes on offense against Mike Pence. Says his refusing to meet women alone is outrageous. Well, this is something that he has said. He likes to have, make sure that there is no appearance of impropriety. And in the light of Me Too, that would be something that you would think, most people would think would be prudent or even applaud, but not Kamala Harris. She takes that on and says, I find that outrageous that he would do that. And she was taken on by Alyssa Farah, who is the press secretary for Vice President Pence. And she said, hi, Senator Harris, I'm a female senior advisor to Mike Pence, and I'm wondering why you are repeating this false claim. He's elevated women to positions of leadership throughout his career and relies on their advice and counsel. Get your facts straight. If you want to attack Pence, attack him for some of his military industrial complex fantasies, but not for that. And then we go to the party for Beto O'Rourke. We got a little bit of background music. We got some audio from the party. Let's play that audio to get the right mood here. Right there at the border. That's right. No wall. No wall. He raised a lot of money. He got $6.1 million, not just $6 million like Bernie Sanders in the first 24 hours. He had to have a little bit more, he said. Got $6.1 million. And, of course, NBC News and Politico, the establishment left media outlets, are saying he is a real deal now, right? That's the way they want you to believe that people are legitimate candidates. No, he's kind of the $6 million there is of the party there. If we were to play the audio there, you can hear the gunshots in the background. He doesn't like gunshots, quite frankly. He has, yeah, you hear that? There's going to be some gunshots coming up there. But anyway, we'll go in and play what he had to say about guns, because I think that is one of the most amazing things. Yeah, he might be a $6 million man, but he is simply a robot for the Democrat establishment, for George Soros and others. He's not even a cyborg like the original $6 million man. He had some interesting things to say about gun control. Let's play that clip about gun control.
Because we allow people in this country to buy weapons that were designed, engineered, and sold to the United States military for the express purpose of killing people as effectively as possible in as great a number as possible. And an AR-15 gunshot wound, that high impact, high
okay,
velocity.
Okay, let's stop it right there. Here's the deal, beta male. The Second Amendment is about a militia defending this country. We had Concord and Lexington where they were coming after cannons. The cannons were designed to kill people. Newsflash, beta. The cannons that they came for at Goliad. Remember that come and take it flag that we got here in Texas? Santa Ana was coming for the cannons. The cannons were also designed to kill people very effectively. And the militia was supposed to not only possess weapons, but be able to kill people very effectively to defend this country from enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the purpose of that. And he doesn't really understand that, but of course he doesn't really like the Constitution anyway. We got a story by Paul Joseph Watson, points out the presidential candidate, Beta O'Rourke, has stunningly suggested that the U.S. should ditch its own constitution. In an interview with the Washington Post, he openly mulled about whether or not the rapidly changing nature of the world meant that the founding document of the country was out of date. And this is what he had to say. Can an empire like ours, with a military presence in over 170 countries around the globe, with trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230 plus years ago? Well, I would say that if it was managed by the principles that were set down 230 years ago, we would not have an empire. That was expressly what they did not want to have happen. Thanks for listening. That's our program for today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.